Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Days of Our Zeit. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. I am back.
He's glad
to be here. I missed you guys. I missed your ears, Miles. I missed your face.
Yeah, through this one-dimensional or two-dimensional flat screen we call Zoom or whatever app it is.
All right, let's tell our listeners what is trending right now. Hashtag White Lives Matter is trending.
Whoa, you're starting the show off with that?
That's right.
Okay, wow, he's back. Right. This is so funny. We talk about the Avengers of like generations and interests that have come together in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. And despite K-pop fans being, you know, they like to dox and straight up harass people who don't fuck with their bands. But on some level, they're all together on the same page when it comes to drowning out racist hashtags. So White Lives Matter is trending because people caught wind of it trending for the wrong reasons. And then K-pop Twitter just did its thing and just flooded it with fan cams, a bunch of just, you know, people saying, you know, racists are dumb, Black Lives Matter. And so to the point where Twitter, because of all the accounts are seemingly like related to K-pop, it's treating it as a trending music topic. Mm-hmm. So that's what they did. K-pop Twitter did their thing. Mm. It's so weird. Honestly, I feel like the next move is like if these young kids are out here obviously learning how to like, because this is a response like older people like getting off on a thing trending. And then, you know, younger people are like, dude, watch this shit. Fuck your hashtag. Bye.
Right.
Next step, like, yo, Zoomers, man, you got to start like, you know, fucking with your parents' set-top boxes and like blocking the website addresses so they can't get to Fox News and all this bullshit. And then be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think your shit's broke. And then they got to go through a few days of frustration.
I've heard of that. I've heard of people doing that, like blocking that channel, like using the child lock to block the channel on their parents' home television. That always seemed like just a fun way, like speed bump to put in the way of, you know, racism. But things like this makes me think like maybe that can actually be an effective method, since that is like one of the things that we have on our side is, you know, knowledge of how technology works.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why, too, like a lot of the conservative messaging is like so weird to younger people. Like, obviously, you can get red pilled on Twitter or through all kinds of videos and things like that. But just a lot of like what the party, like just the, you know, it's not vibing with the youth as much, to the point where now like they're like, you know, fuck racists, or like even, you know, people all over the world are participating in this. So. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens with them.
Mixer is trending. Is it people making cocktails? What are we talking about here?
People talking about cocktails. No, Mixer, baby. It was like a, you know, like a place for gamers to broadcast, you know, their gameplay sessions like Twitch, you know. But Jack, you already know about this. I don't even know why you're asking what Mixer is.
I know. Miles, I'm playing dumb so that the people can have, you know, an audience surrogate. So,
and I don't have to tell you, and you knew it was called Beam way, way back before it was Mixer, obviously. Right. And now Microsoft is shutting it down. You know, the thing that I think a lot of people, I'm giddy about it because DJ Danil, game master in chief at the show here, you know, when the Mixer first came out, there was a lot of news because this gamer named streamer named Ninja was moving over to Mixer from Twitch. And he was like one of the biggest dudes on Twitch. And so this, when he went to Mixer, people were like, whoa, what's going to happen with Twitch or whatever? But really, they just handed this man a $30 million a year deal, basically, to leave Twitch. And now that Mixer is folding, he could go back to Twitch. But basically, Mixer is now merging with Facebook Gaming. And there were even like rumors that Facebook, when they were starting Facebook Gaming, were trying even like offer like streamers like Ninja and this other guy Shroud like even double what they got from Mixer. So we're talking like $60 million a year to stream,
play video games.
Well, come see, and that's why I hate to tell you this, Jack, but I quit. Okay. And you can follow me on twitch.tv/milesofgray, where I will just be doing nonsensical voices while playing GTA.
Well, what's your gamer character?
I'm sorry, what do you mean? Oh, like my persona? Like when I'm streaming?
What's your persona? Yeah, what do you do?
It depends on the game, you know, like sometimes if Red Dead, maybe I'll get a little bit of a drawl going and I'll be a little rascally. But you know,
I mean, you are a rascal. I've always said that.
Thank you. Thank you. I ride on. I'm a rascal on a rascal. Cause I actually just got rascal a rascal.
Rascal. That is a wild amount of money. So Mixer is just folding and Facebook is like, hey, we'll pick it up. Or did Facebook acquire Mixer?
No, they're like, you are ours now. Like this is Facebook.
You are take ours. This.
You know just how like Facebook does.
Entered the Mixer headquarters, like a SWAT team.
It's you get near Facebook and they're like, wait, they're doing the thing we're trying to rip them off better than, okay, let's just buy them. And now now we are them.
Yeah. That's wild stuff, I'm sure, for some old people who aren't as familiar with gaming and streaming services as I am. Joel Schumacher is trending. RIP Joel Schumacher. He is the director of such films as The Lost Boys, the Batman
St. Elmo's
Forever,
Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire. Batman falling and down. Robin falling down. But he was, I always respected him for how candid he was about Batman and Robin being a total disaster. And he like owned every decision, was like, yeah, no, that was me. I just really, really, really blew it. But he started out as a costume designer and then, you know, wrote a couple successful screenplays, moved on over to directing, and had a very, very successful directing career.
Yeah. And openly gay director too, or there was a thing of talking about how with Batman and Robin, like George Clooney, like had said that he was playing Batman as gay, in that.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Like in an interview with Barbara Walters, because he was, you know, there was everyone in that Batman and Robin like, it's all homoerotic. What's going on? Like, yeah, so what? Every movie he did was so visually like fucking, it was a movie. Now I'm curious about Falling Down. As a kid, I loved it. Mm. I don't think it's going to track now. Can only imagine what a white man who got so angry at everything, he blew up a town. Movie is like,
but good
I do remember he was talking very sweetly to like a young black kid who was like, well, what you doing with that bazooka? And he was like shooting it at a construction site.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was like, hey man, I'm just kind of a renegade, bro. And then then there was like the racist dude who was selling him the like army surplus stuff who he had to escape. So I don't know. Again, but these were movies in the 90s. I don't think there's not many films in the 90s that track now.
That fully hold up. Yeah.
Fuck, even shit. There's not even movies fucking 3 years ago that track. So
I went and saw a screening of his movie Tigerland, which was the first time he worked with Colin Farrell. And then Joel Schumacher did an interview afterwards and was very funny and said that Val Kilmer was a psychopath. So
really?
I don't know if that is, if he was being technical or flippant. Right. But yeah, he said that he was always surprised that when he turned on the news that Val Kilmer wasn't holed up in a trailer somewhere with automatic weapons, like firing at the police.
Man, I mean, how he it's wild it. To think like between the Batman movies, he made A Time to Kill.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What a sandwich of films. Damn. Like these Batman people were like, huh? And then you make one of the sweatiest film. I think what is the sweatiest film of all time?
Right.
Some comedian said that, but it's so true. Like everybody's just glistening just to give you that summer southern, that heat. But
McConaughey's hair is always just a little bit wet.
Yep.
Just, yeah.
Yep.
He, I mean, yeah,
Oliver
that was,
Platt looking extra sweaty too.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, Oliver Platt has never not looked sweaty, but.
Yeah. Even in Three Musketeers, he looks sweaty as shit.
Mm. That's amazing that he was in Three Musketeers. They're like, who should we get for this swashbuckling adventure? Oliver Platt.
Dude, that just shows you the strength of that brand though. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
guy was just kind of like a, like with, like, was he like a precursor to Jack Black of kind of like a less like leading guy thing who was just kind of witty and was like, yo, Oliver Platt kind of gives you some spice and edge or some shit.
Yeah. I'd say he's like somewhere between Jack Black and John Malkovich, like, cause he was like sort of character actor-y a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, so somewhere in there. For sure. Like he was definitely fun. You knew you were in for a good time when he showed up.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it's the same when he shows up to a party too. You're like, dude, when Ollie shows up, bro, buckle up. Oh, he's Canadian. Okay. All right. Shout out to the Canadian
shout
god.
Shout out to Canada, my new home if Trump wins.
I'm going to New Zealand, mate. I don't know about you, but I'm going to New Zealand.
I think I also claimed I was going to move to Canada if
George Bush
won re-election. I did not follow through on that, but this is different this time.
So we call a liberal
I
pump
got kids.
Fake.
Yeah. And then Andres Guardado is trending. Breonna Taylor is not trending anymore.
It's not trending. No.
Yeah, should be. And we need to get her trending again.
Her murderers are still walking the streets. There was a quote-unquote police report that they had released. Oof. We just have, you know, every week, we're looking at more and more cases of just how the police are allowed to kill people undisturbed and then use these bizarre, they're not even cover-up tactics. They're just not investigating or just not sharing any information and not holding their own officers accountable. So,
right.
I don't know. You know, Andres Guardado is a young man who was killed in Los Angeles by the LA Sheriff's Department. And he was a security guard outside of an auto shop he was patrolling as part of his job as a security guard. And the police said he had a gun and they shot him and killed him. And we don't have much evidence to show what happened.
Why don't we just check the police body cam footage?
They don't have them. They don't have them. But what's funny is you have Alex Villanueva of the LA Sheriff's Department on Fox News this morning being like, and see, this is why we need funding. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. This has nothing to do with that, but you're just going to use these really insincere rhetorical points to try and keep the ball moving. You don't need funding. And on Fox News, they were trying to act like that the Sheriff's Department is responsible for like the entire county as if there was no LAPD. Or Burbank PD, or Santa Monica PD. Like, they were like, you know, this is the entire county, and we're under... Sir, don't be so ridiculous. And again, showing these, like, one-side versions of reality to an audience that's definitely willing to hear them. But, I mean, this is why we absolutely need to keep the pressure on to dismantle, whatever you want to call it. But what we have is a very, very clear problem with cops that are killing black and brown people. It's anybody. I mean, the amount of people that have already, there's still killings happening in officer-involved shootings since George Floyd's death. Like, this is just, until we fix that problem, I can't see any way this would change.
Like, while they know we're paying attention, they just can't stop themselves.
Because I think, too, it's like I'm saying, like, white supremacy, it's like a virus. It's like anything that lives. If it feels threatened, then it will do what it can to reassert itself to just show vitality that it's living.
Right.
And you're seeing that with lynchings that go unsolved, where this, I don't know. Well, all the excuses coming out of Palmdale are everywhere. Unbelievable.
Houston,
everywhere.
Like, it doesn't. I mean, it makes sense in the sense that the way the police have been responding is petulant and violent and, you know, clearly defensive and violently so. And the ace that they have to play right now is that they, you know, they are the ones who are supposed to be who we are entrusting to protect the populace. And if they're going to, you know, murder people, then there's not much we can do under the current system. So
also,
again, this is why we need to push and push and push.
Another tweet I saw, wow, how the fuck are they in the labor movement? That's really, I was, you know, that's really another thing that really needs to be sorted out. These people are not workers.
Right.
Why are they in the labor movement? Why are they, how? Like, because all I've seen that union do is give them outsized power and influence and untouchable income.
Right.
That's another thing. I mean, this is why this whole last month has begun a very, what I hope is a deep examination for people at every level into themselves, into their own communities, think about what is going on, like, and how can we make this run better? That we're not just reading about some person, a kid who's doing his job. Like, he had two security jobs trying to go to school.
Jeez.
And then he has to get murdered. Come on. We need justice.
We need justice. Don't let Breonna Taylor's name fall out of the zeitgeist.
Or any of them. You know, it's sad. I feel like we have to say we would have to say like 1,000 names every show. We have to say at least one. That's of what we know. Let's not even forget people who might be, you know, been maimed by police or disabled as a result or something like that. There's so many more. And it's just, that's why I think hopefully a lot of people just keep that energy on. The real thing here is that at the end of the day, we need to come together to dismantle these systems and actually do what we have to do. And yes, even Anna just puts in the chat, Elijah McClain, that young man who was killed, again, horrific. So many of these cops are just out here murdering, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you know, you can show me 1,001 clips of like the cops that, you know, played fucking one-on-one in the street with the kids when someone complained about their playing ball in the street or someone saving a baby's life. But don't, like, you know, the media has done a really interesting job of shoving that back into people's faces to try and act like as if this is an actual conversation happening where, yes, people are marching. It's like, but also look at what the police do. Well, guess what? I saw hundreds of thousands of people saying that the police ain't shit. So you can show me two videos of them doing right. Because what I'm seeing are way more people who are of a completely different belief, and that is not going to sway them. Because what we're looking for is just treatment and not to be criminalized for existing. It's real simple.
All right. With that, those are some of the things that are trending right now. Fireworks are also trending. We will probably cover those in a later episode, but hit me on Twitter if you have theories on why firework reports or complaints are surging so much. I'm gonna be researching that story because I'm noticing it all right, that's going to do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole other episode. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wash your hands, and don't do nothing. And we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.